The Moreland Act commissioners offer withering criticism of what they say is a pervasive culture of illegal corruption and what they call legalized bribery ingrained in a campaign finance system where large donors hold sway over which legislation gets approved and which bills are suppressed. The majority of the commissioners recommend enacting New York City-style public campaign financing for statewide elections, saying it's the only way to end the influence of large money donors. Reform advocates are pleased. Karen Scharf with Citizen Action is part of a coalition that's been pushing for a publicly funded matching small donor system.
This is really a historic opportunity and moment, and I hope a turning point, because the commission laid out in great detail the serious problems we face in terms of the culture of corruption and the pay-to-play culture that infects our state government, and they also laid out the solutions. And the solutions they laid out were quite comprehensive, and they were quite adamant about how important it was to have a comprehensive systemic reform if we want to see anything change about the way public policy is being made in Albany.
The commission recommends closing loopholes that allow limited liability corporations and party housekeeping accounts to shirk existing limits for campaign contributions. They believe LLCs should be held to the same $5,000 limit currently in place for corporations. The commissioners also say that the State Board of Elections should be stripped of their enforcement powers and an independent enforcement agency should be set up instead. They say the Board of Elections' current structure, with two commissioners from each major party, has led to a tacit, bipartisan agreement to do nothing. Bill Mahoney with the New York Public Interest Research Group says that's a sensible step.
We're very pleased that the Moreland Commission decided to take this completely away from their hands and create a new entity that is in charge of campaign finance.
The report says there should be some new crimes created to patch up holes in the state's Swiss cheese laws on corruption. They recommend that failure to report bribery be deemed a criminal offense. Also, they say elected officials who don't tell the public they may have a financial interest in a particular bill or policy should be charged with undisclosed self-dealing. Not all of the Moreland Act commissioners are on board with all of the recommendations. 7 of the 25 offered a dissenting opinion on public campaign financing. They say that because of the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision, Citizens United, spending by outside groups can no longer be regulated. They say the power of public financing to even the playing field is greatly diminished under these circumstances. Governor Cuomo, reacting to the report, says he's well aware of the divisions over public campaign financing.
I wasn't surprised that even among the commission, it sorted out somewhat Democrats supporting public finance and Republicans not supporting public finance. So I understand that on that issue, because public finance is a policy / political issue.
Cuomo tried unsuccessfully to convince Republicans in the state Senate to adopt public campaign financing in the 2013 legislative session. A spokesman for the Senate Republicans points to the dissent among the Moreland commissioners as one reason for the GOP's continued opposition to what it's called taxpayer-funded campaigns. Cuomo says he is hopeful, though, that lawmakers may agree to some of the other reforms.
There are a lot of other elements of the report where there was no dissent and there was no division. There's no question but that we can do more laws on bribery, for example, that we need more disclosure, that we need independent enforcement at the Board of Elections.
The Moreland Commission released its report just 24 hours before Governor Cuomo was scheduled to host a major fundraiser with performer Billy Joel, where tickets run as high as $50,000 a person. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.